My neighbors yesterday, I was sitting at my desk and I was working, and it's like a group of like five guys, and we've like kind of to get to know them. We've kind of gotten to know them.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, Grammarly. Okay. During this whole quarantine, we've like gotten to know them a little bit, and all of them come out and they're like all hyped up. And they're like, yo, bro. Like, I'm like, oh shit, is there about to be a fight? And I'm like, fuck. And they're all like, all right, come on, let's go out to the street. And they're like, all of a sudden, like, they're all like, kind of like, not like scuffling, but like, I hear like a whole bunch of like voices. And they all like run out onto the street. And they're all like, one of them goes, okay, ready? 3, 2, 1. And they all just race each other down like our long ass street.
Oh,
and
my gosh, that's so pure.
Half of me was like, fuck, is there about to be a fight? Right. Like, should I call it? Like, should I go out there and break it up? Like, what do I do? And then I hear that and I'm like, oh.
Isn't that like, it's one of my favorite things when men act like boys.
Yep.
It is, okay, in but some situations.
In a playful, like, childlike sense.
I don't mean when like you're trying to have a fucking conversation with your boyfriend and he's being
acting like a 12-year-old.
I mean like my
let's go outside and like, you know,
race down the street. Or like my stepdad and my uncle are like best friends.
Oh my
they've
god grown,
they've literally been friends since they were fucking 10, and they still play like with their cars. They work on their cars together. They have like these RC cars, little like remote control ones that go like actually really fucking fast. And they play with those all the time.
It's
and
they
go on camping trips and they love to just like do like little fun stuff together. I just love when like, even when you see like a group of guys get hype at like, even like a football game, you see the little boy in them that's just like, let's go.
It's like attractive in a sense.
It's endearing.
Yeah.
It's very cute.
It's like nice. Yeah. So I saw that yesterday and I was like, oh, that put, like it completely flipped my mood.
Aww.
Not that I was in a bad mood, but you know what I mean?
It like pricked you.
And you know, they were just like sitting in their living room, just like hanging out.
I bet you they were talking shit a little bit like, no, I'd fucking beat you. Yeah. All right, then let's do it.
Let's fucking race. And they all go out there and they all race each other.
Oh, I love that.
And I'm like,
oh, on like a summer day too.
Yeah, it was hella hot.
So cute.
Yeah. And they're all out there like shirtless. Like, you know, they just like went out there to race and they all came back and they all just like went inside. They're like, you know, I was going to smoke you.
Aww.
It was the best.
Like, we get Slurpees after.
Hell
like
yeah.
Hot Cheetos.
Have you gotten to know any of your neighbors?
Yeah, actually on my floor I have. The people across, and then the guy at the end, I don't want to say his name, but like, I feel like people would actually know him off like social media, but I don't want to like,
oh really?
Give away where, yeah. But I've met them a few times on the roof, and then like, we've just kind of all followed each other on Instagram and stuff. They're all cool. Everybody in my building is hella young.
Yeah. But I feel like, I don't know if it's like a weird simulation thing, but like every time I come here and I leave,
I don't see
a single one of your neighbors.
I only see them.
Okay.
I literally only see them. Actually, next door, there's two really sweet girls that I always see in the parking garage though. And I only know that they're next to me because their parking spot. That's how I know they live right here. But
okay.
No, yeah, you're right. I've had that feeling too where I'm like,
lives here.
Yeah.
That's how my first apartment was.
Oh yeah. But your first apartment was...
I was on the bottom floor, literally one of the first two doors. So I saw one person. I lived there for a year. I saw one person.
Yeah.
My whole time.
Oh my God. That's so weird.
Apartment buildings are weird. They're like, if you really think about it.
Yeah. Like, we're all coexisting in these like rooms.
Yeah.
Like, it's essentially a big house, Alex. Apartment buildings are big houses. And then we all just have our own room. And then the landlord is our parents. And we all have to go to our room.
I hate that.
I just cracked the code.
And we're all just like abiding by the rules and just like sitting in our rooms. It's like a big, okay, let's not go there.
It's a long-term hotel.
Yeah. Like, looking at your apartment right now, like, this is the layout of like a nice Holiday Inn.
Fuck you. My apartment is really nice.
No, it is. You know what I mean? I'm talking about like, okay.
Can you hype up my apartment a little bit so people.
It's the amenities.
Okay, that even sounds like a fucking Holiday Inn still. Are you kidding?
You know what I mean. Okay, your apartment's hella nice. You know that. Compare, like, okay, how do I recover? You know I love your place.
No, at least you do. Okay, this is actually a perfect segue into what we're going to talk about. However, Let's do our songs of the day first.
Song of the day.
Yeah. Because we do it every episode.
You're right.
Song of the first half of the week.
I guess I don't have a song. I've been listening to a lot of Lake Street Dive.
What's that?
They're kind of like, it's one badass chick. I found her through, you ever like find a really good song? You're like, oh, her voice is amazing. And then you go and listen to all their past albums and you're like, holy shit.
Like you discovered a new artist. They're just
like, right.
I love that.
Let me go to their bio and like kind of read you a synopsis because I don't want to butcher it. Mix of soul and R&B, little bit of rock.
Compare it to somebody like, so the like people listening would could like, you know, what was that sentence?
Kind of like Florence and the Machine. A little bit like Alabama Shakes.
Okay.
A little bit of like, just like good listening.
Yeah. Daytime listening.
Daytime listening, like a lot of real instruments.
Ooh, that's, I love that.
Raw, yeah, it's, they're great. Listen to Good Kisser.
Good Kisser.
And Mistakes by, well, first of all, okay, their name is Lake Street Dive. For the longest time, I was like thinking it was Lake Street Drive, but it's not. It's like, and I swear this is a Mandela effect because ooh. I thought like I could have swore, like I told many people like, oh, have you heard of them? And they'd be like, oh yeah, like I listen to them too.
Oh my God. Any of you guys agree with her?
Yeah. Let me know if you thought it was that too, because I literally like a couple weeks ago, I went to put on the song and I was like, wait, am I listening to the right artist? It's Lake Street Dive. But yeah, they're dope. Look them up.
I wish I like knew them before so that I can like agree with you on this Mandela effect. That.
Yeah.
Mine isn't as cool and new, but it is new to me. Oh my God. Any like Arianators out there, you're about to laugh. Okay, let me just preface. I am a new Ariana Grande fan. As of the past like 3 months, I'd say, like as of like quarantine, I feel like I like finally got into it.
You hopped on.
I hopped on big time. Like I am president of the company.
That's how it happens.
I used to not like her. I used to be like, I can't even fucking understand her.
I used to hate when words. I used to request it.
Yeah, you can I put on Ariana Grande? I'm like, shut up. I think some of her past songs, like the, when she sings, like she doesn't fully pronounce her words.
She's definitely gotten better over the
years. And that's when I got into her.
Yeah.
She got better. I feel like Sweetener was like,
that was her like turning point. It up. Yeah. For sure.
And I've read about it. A lot of people agree with that. Like she, it seemed like she got new training before Sweetener, which is amazing. So anyway, Sweetener was the album that like made me fall in love with her.
Yeah.
And I out-listened the fuck out of that full album. Still listen to it though, but like dead ass. Correct me if I'm wrong. Was it not every time you got in my fucking car that shit was on? Like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh, my favorite. So I discovered Moonlight. The song Moonlight. It's on the Dangerous Woman album. It is such a good song. I have listened to it nonstop. I love Honeymoon Avenue too.
Ooh.
And Tattooed Heart.
Be All Right.
Oh, Be All Right. That one's been like one of my favorites for a while. But yeah, I'd say Moonlight is my...
She's an incredible artist.
She's like, well, I know she doesn't fully write all her shit by herself, not at but all. Like,
her delivery.
I like her writing a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I can't fully pinpoint it because I'm still like a new fan. I'm still going through my like obsessive stage with her. I feel like I get like that I'm with still all
there.
Artists.
2 years later, I'm still there.
Right. But I get like that with artists where I like pick everything apart and I'm like, why am I obsessed with you? What about you is special? And with her, I genuinely think she's just like not a human and she's put on this earth to do this and there's no reason.
Nope.
She's
this was her destiny.
Yes. Like she's just good because she's fucking good and she's supposed to be good.
Yep.
I can't figure out why I love her so much because like it is just mainstream pop.
But she's just bad at, she's like unapologetic is what I would say.
She's like mysterious. I think that's one of the biggest words I put on her. She's very mysterious.
No one knows what's really up.
Okay, so those are our songs of the week. We will add that to the Spotify playlist that we made. Okay, let's start this week because I think we have a lot to talk about. I can't really narrow down what we're going to talk about down to kind of one phrase, but as we're brainstorming this week's topic, we started with just like the concept of living alone. I think this is something, obviously, we're kind of all going through right now. Even if you do have roommates, we are all having this sense of like alone time. We're all locked into our personal spaces. It's quarantine. I mean, at least I hope you're home.
Yeah.
But I think so much goes into living alone and I'm recently living alone for the first time in my life, in my fucking life. you've lived alone before. You love it. You're very good at it, but you also now have roommates. So I think we can kind of touch on pros and cons. We have a lot to talk about, but, let's start from the beginning. Like, when did you first move out of your parents' house?
Okay. So I never felt like pressure to move out from my parents' house just because they kind of like always liked us there. Like my mom is always like she likes like waking up in the morning. Like, Alex, do you want anything for breakfast?
Oh, and can't
like,
really.
It's just like, I don't know. They never really put pressure on me to move out. It was more like, so I had a boyfriend at the time. I think I was 19.
Yeah.
We had been dating for about a year. I might've been 19 or 20 actually. Wait, no.
I think you were 20.
I was 20.
You were 20.
I was 20 and we had been dating for like a year. And I remember one day, cause it was one of those things where I would spend like every night at his house.
Right. That point of the relationship.
It's that point of the relationship where
you have like a pile in the corner of just all your shit.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think one day I was feeling like really, it was about a year and a half into our relationship. I was feeling really ballsy and I was just like, I'm just going to order a dresser, a whole ass dresser from Wayfair. And I think I like had gone to his house. It was just like normal for me to like go to his house after work. Like it wasn't like, hey, do you want to hang out tonight? Like I basically lived there without the phrase of like, should I move in? Yeah. All of my stuff was still at home, but I had ordered a dresser on Wayfair and I got to his house that night and I was like, so are we living together? Can I just move in?
Yeah.
And he was like, I kind of just like figured you lived here.
Right.
And I was like, okay, good. Cause I got a dresser for us, a full tall,
this like group of moving people come in. It was like, can you sign for this please? He's like, what the fuck?
He's like, who are you? No. So I don't know. It was kind of just like a
organic. I think that's great.
Yeah. Gradual organic, but also like, okay, now I moved in.
Right.
And I think that weekend, like I went back to my parents' house and I actually
loaded
like,
up your car.
Right. Like I got everything, you know, that was to my name and I brought it over to his house. But yeah, that it was kind of just like,
that was your first time out of the house though.
Yeah.
I feel like that's not necessarily the most common, right?
You're right.
I feel like most people move out with like a friend or like they move in with their sibling or like,
well, and it's kind of like you turn 18, you're out of the house.
Yeah.
Mine wasn't like that.
Yeah. Yours was just like, okay, I'm ready. And this is something I can go do. Cause I'm already there all the time anyway.
Yeah. It was like more out of convenience.
Gotcha.
Which kind of sounds like ass, but
no, it doesn't. It's no, I don't think so at all. Mine was so the opposite.
Yeah.
I think I was like, it was January and so that would make me 3 months from being 18. And it was Christmas dinner. God, this sucks. It was Christmas dinner and I had a pretty bad fight with my family. I was yelling at my stepdad. I was yelling at my mom. They were yelling at me. I truly don't even fully remember what sparked it, but I was just like, I'm out of here. And they were like, they said the worst thing you can say to an Aries. They go, yeah, right. No, you're not. I said, watch me. Fucking watch me. You want to fucking challenge me? Watch me. And that night, I remember I texted one of my friends from college because I was living in the East Bay Area at the time, but going to school in San Francisco at FITM. And I texted one of my classmates and I was like, yo, like, do you know anybody who needs a roommate? She's like, no, I don't. But like, I'm looking to move out. Like, let's like find somewhere to go. And long, long story short, but actually not that long. Cause I think it happened quick.
Like
11 days later.
Holy shit.
I had a lease signed in San Francisco. Like in the actual city, and I shared a room with her. It was me, her, another girl, and then two other guys. So five people total in this house. It was in the Presidio.
It was a
that?
Really cool house.
It was in the Presidio, like right across the street from Baker Beach. If you're familiar with the area, kind of it's those old like bunkers. They were actual like military bunkers. And, I lived there for over a year, I think. And I loved it. That was the first time I was out of the house. That was the first time for a lot of things. And
You were also kind of like freshly out of a breakup.
I was. That was also, I think that was a big stress on me on top of everything going on in my family life as I just naturally had as a child. On top of that, I was out of high school. I just got out of a high school relationship. He went off to college. So I had this like harbored sense of jealousy that like he's able to escape our hometown and I'm not.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck my parents. Like, I just need to get out of here. And that was the best thing I ever did.
Oh my God. It's like when you started to turn into yourself.
It was. It was like I had this sense of independence. I started paying my own bills. Like, you know, everything just changed for me. But I don't think I realized the like craziness of moving out until I fully lived alone though. Like
no.
I moved out, had roommates. Then when I moved to LA, had roommates. After that, moved in with a boyfriend for fucking 5 years. Then now I finally live alone for the first time in my life. So I almost feel this sense of like, I just moved out for the first time again.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Well, it's so different. Having like one person in your house
compared to nothing,
completely, even if it's your significant other, even if it's your best friend, it completely changes the mm-hmm. dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a house on your own, everything is on your time. It's your terms. No one answers to you.
Yeah.
Literally whatever you say goes in your household.
I kind of want to go through pros and cons of that because I have quite the list. Like, I'd say overall, I don't like living alone. And I know you love it. So I'm really excited to talk about this. But I thrive off people.
Yeah.
I love.
You do.
I'm an extrovert. I love collaboration. I love talking to people. I love relating to people. I love doing things for other people. I love like just, I fucking love people. Oh, I love people so much. And living alone, I'm in silence. Honestly, I'm in silence. I get to decorate myself and the messes are mine and I can walk around naked, which is a very big plus because I'm such like a naked house person. Like when I'm alone, I'm nude the whole time.
Yeah.
My neighbors for sure have seen every crevice of my body, but that is a big plus, but I don't know if it's cause I'm just not used to it. And maybe over time I'll get used to it. But I know when you moved out and you were alone the first time there was no adjustment. It was this immediate,
the happiest I'd ever been in my entire life.
Yeah. I can't relate.
So,
and I even have a dog and I still don't like it.
Well, yeah, because
I like the dog. That's not what I mean. I don't like living alone, but I have a dog. I love my dog. She's a fucking homie.
Because you can't have like a conversation with the dog.
Yeah.
I mean, you can talk to it. Yeah. Can't talk back.
She doesn't talk much. She's actually like doesn't bark. Like she's actually the quietest dog in the world.
Yeah, which kind of makes it worse.
Yeah. But okay, so you like on the other side of things, what's up? Like you love it. Why do you, what do you love about it?
So I guess let me start from the beginning. I moved into my own place when I was 23. I was 23.
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird. I like don't remember. It was like the best year of my life, but like I don't remember it because I went through so much changing.
Yes. That was so much for you. Living alone was the least of what was happening in your life.
I got out of a relationship in December, moved across the state in January into my own apartment. Got a completely different job, literally changed my life within 2 months.
Yeah.
And living alone kind of forced me to go through all of that. Like I didn't have anyone to like motivate me, push me, question my everyday. Like I kind of held myself accountable for everything that I went through.
Yeah.
So like I would wake up, especially like the job that I had, I worked from home a few days a week. I would wake up every day and I couldn't slack off because like I had this place to myself. I had to fucking pay rent. Mm-hmm. I was living like dime to dime.
Totally.
And I didn't have anyone there to like distract me or I don't know. It just kind of, it pushed me to go through the changes that I needed to go through. And I think that's why like a tribute that living situation to like where I am now.
Absolutely. But you know, that's amazing. But that's also your personality type because on the other side of things, and I think people can relate to this right now being in quarantine, having like, it almost feels like, yeah, like you have the same amount of hours in the day, but when you're alone, it almost feels longer, you know, because every second really does count. And I don't know if any of you guys relate to this, but like, especially in the beginning of quarantine, I had no motivation. I was like, there's nobody here for me to look lazy in front of. I can look lazy and there's no judgment. And I was kind of a piece of shit in the beginning of quarantine. I mean, there was such a big worldly change. Yeah. I think we all were going through it.
That was a completely different change.
Oh my God. I was going through every change on top of a fucking global pandemic. But yeah, that, I think that's a big thing for me is, like I said, I love collaboration so much. So when I do live alone, I do find myself having more days of laziness than when I lived with someone or lived with multiple people. Like, I don't know. So I think that totally is your personality type too, which is, it's great. But
I guess so. It was just like, I loved waking up on Saturdays on my own time and like walking down the street to go get a bagel.
Aww.
And I don't know. It's just, it's like those little things of like, you didn't have to ask, what do you want to get for breakfast?
You're right.
You know, after coming out of a 3.5 year relationship
of doing that of every day,
making sure you guys are both on the same page.
Yeah.
Doing what each other wants to do, arguing if you don't want to do the same thing, like living your life on your terms.
It's beautiful.
In your own. Oh my God. It's unmatched.
I owe a lot of the peace I have living alone to you. Aww. Because in the beginning, I mean, when I moved out, I was like, I want to live with you, but you had just signed a lease.
Literally like 2 weeks before.
It was, yeah, it was, I think it was like 13 days. Like, yeah. you had just signed a lease with two other girls. And I was like, this is the universe telling me I need to live alone. And you were like, please, just please try to fall in love with it. You're going to learn so much about yourself. You need to do it. You've never done it before. And yes, till this day, how many months later that have I?
Eight
months later. Oh my God. I can't believe it's already been 8 months.
I know, it's sick.
I still don't like it. Like, I'm still really excited to move out, but
I feel
you're
like you've
right.
learned a lot.
You're so right. I did. And I know what you mean by waking up. I wake up and I feed Link. She eats, she poops. And then I take her to go get coffee with me. And then I come back. I can have music playing as loud as I want.
Yeah.
I can take phone calls on speaker. All of this is my sacred space. What I mean by sacred space is, I mean, I don't think I can explain this, but like it's all mine. It's safe. It's not touched by anybody else. And that's obviously something you lack in a roommate situation, which we both have been in. You're in now. I've been in, like I said, all my life up until this point. And I think if you are in that situation right now, especially being locked in your four walls due to quarantine, really try to make a space for you.
Yeah.
Or a time, a lot of time, or a physical space, or both that is yours. Because at the end of the day, you boil it down, we're animals and we need that den mentality.
Yeah.
You need that, like, I'm safe here and nobody touches this.
Even like everyone needs like me time, like in your head.
Yeah.
You need time and space to like think freely.
Even having like your own bathroom, I feel like is a big plus. Like,
oh,
somewhere you
God.
Can take your
That's
own
the biggest
shower.
Plus.
Yeah. I can see that being like,
yeah,
something I wouldn't want to share.
But we've also been like, we've been relatively lucky. We haven't had any like horror roommate situations.
No, we haven't.
We've had like annoying roommates and like,
sure. I mean,
everyone.
We were probably annoying roommates too.
Exactly. Like everyone has different, no one lives exactly alike.
No.
So finding someone who lives on your terms and like kind of parallel to your lifestyle is nearly impossible.
Yep.
So you always have, when you have a roommate, you always have to adapt. And like, that's what we, you know, that's
coexisting as humans.
Yeah. But like naturally in your own home, you're like, I don't want to coexist. Like, yeah, this is my space.
Yeah.
So
you get super primal.
Yeah.
It's weird.
And you like, that's why you butt heads with people.
Yeah.
But I don't think I've had a roommate that I've like,
fuck this roommate.
Yeah.
I can't even stand being here. No, no. And I think we're just very understanding people. Like,
yeah,
we just, hopefully we just will never run into that. Let us know if you guys have any like crazy horror roommate stories. I'm sure they're out there. We're very lucky.
Yeah.
Cause I know I can count several people right now that have horror big stories, fallouts. Really bad. Yeah. What are some of your, like, big or small, what are some of your pet peeves in a roommate or just like in a living situation?
Okay, let me preface this by saying I'm a very hard person to live with. I feel like I'm a very...
You have really high living standards.
I do, because I grew up in a house where I think me and my mom both have really bad OCD.
Yeah, you do.
And I think I'm just now, No, I'm like just now realizing that, like, I got everything I do, I'm like, oh, my mom does this.
Yeah.
And
I think we all have that thought multiple times.
We're literally turning into our mothers. But I grew up in a very OCD, spotless household. Everything I do throughout the day, I'm like cleaning as I go.
Yeah. Me going to your house as a kid, like, your towels are folded perfectly. Your shampoo bottles are all closed and clean.
Yeah.
Like, everything is so clean in your house since the day I've met
and it's
you.
Like, it kind of, like, it sounds crazy. Like, everything is spotless in my house, but it's just how I grew up.
Yeah.
And it's like, if things aren't that way, I kind of get like a little crazy.
Yeah.
So I'm a very hard person to live with, but I feel like that's where, like, my, I guess you can say, pet peeves draw, like,
is people not living up to that.
Yeah.
But you also understand it's hard to live up to.
Exactly. Gotcha. So I sit and wallow and I'm like, there's dishes in the sink. Why are there dishes in the sink?
Yeah.
Why weren't those done while you were cooking? And like little shit like that, where it's like,
why don't you live like me?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, not everyone lives like that. And that's okay. And like, I've gotten a lot better.
You have, because like, you've met in the middle, but you also can't fully throw out your standards out the window. Like, it's still what makes you happy.
And that's why, like, I have my own room and my own bathroom, and I'm able to like let all that energy out in my space, which kind of like gives
reset.
Yeah. It's a reset. So like, I make sure my area is set like that. And it's like, I can go downstairs and the pillow isn't fluffed or turned this way, and it's okay.
Yeah.
You know,
that's good. I think that's a very valuable skill that people can learn from, like, listening to this. Is I think there's a lot of people can relate, having these crazy living standards that roommates might not abide by. Like, try and just put that into your sacred space, like I was talking about earlier.
Yeah.
And, 'cause that's all you can control.
Channel that energy where you can.
Yep.
And try and be like, try and compromise.
Yes.
Be a little lenient. Know that not everyone lives like you.
Totally. And gosh, I mean, that's such like a rule of thumb for life in general. Like, not everybody has the same opinions.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like we can get into a whole life episode there, but I think a big one with roommates is just make sure you're communicating too.
Totally. And like, that's what's great about my living situation now. So after I lived alone for a year, okay, in LA, it makes more sense to have roommates.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Logically.
Yes.
Oh my God. Okay. So that's why I moved into a really nice townhouse-ish place with two of my best friends. And our communication's great. We have like little tiffs every now and then about...
Everybody does.
Yeah. About cleaning and shit. But it's like, we have our systems down. We're good.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's all that's needed.
Yep.
Communicate. Like, let everyone know your expectations, but like, also let them know that you understand how they live and everything's good.
Yep.
As long as you communicate, it's all gravy.
It's the most you can do.
Yeah. I feel like you have similar pet peeves.
But
not as deep.
Yeah. I mean, the cleaning thing, obviously I love a clean space, but I'm not as like OCD as you. I think a big thing I've noticed living alone is like, my state of my house is a mirror image of my emotional state.
Yeah.
So when I'm depressed,
baby,
my couch is upside down. Like, shit is ugly. And when I'm happy, you walk into my house and it smells amazing. I have fresh flowers. Like, right? Like,
yeah,
when I'm having
totally.
Like a good week, you come over, you're like, these flowers are pretty. Who sent you these? I'm like, no one, they're mine. And then when you come over, I'm depressed.
I literally was like, can I please clean your apartment?
No, yeah. Like the other day, she literally cleaned my whole apartment for me while I was editing, which, thank you.
Of course.
That's something she's always done for me, you guys. Get a friend like Alex. Like,
get an OCD friend. She'll clean up after you.
But like actually, and like she wants to
We went to the Container Store and I completely organized your
underneath my sink, which by the way, I did that like 4 months ago. I literally made like a video of me doing it and it was already back to shreds.
Oh God. Yeah. I would have never known.
Thanks. No, it was pretty bad.
Do you think you want roommates? Like your lease is up in what, 4 or 5 months?
No, yeah, I want roommates. I want to live with you.
I literally want to live by myself.
Do you think you will?
I have no clue. I don't know.
Like, I honestly, as much as I want to live with you, I think you should live by yourself.
I really like, think you should. I think I should live with you. I want to live alone, but I'm like,
oh my God, then live with me, please.
I should probably live with Kristen.
Oh my God, live with me. Well, my next place is going to be a house.
As long as we like our rooms are far enough apart. You know
absolutely
what I mean?
Absolutely. And that's the thing with you is I can be like, shut the fuck up. You're being a stupid idiot. Get out of my, like, which honestly and that's would never what happen. You need. But yeah, I need to be able to
tell you to like get out, get.
But like we keep saying, like that is the recipe to a healthy roommate situation is like unfiltered communication, and that is what we are as people.
Because when it's in that awkward stage of like,
I don't want to be rude.
Yeah. Hi. Do you think you can
pick up your?
No, fork? That's where it gets like petty and.
I know what one of my pet peeves is. I just thought of it. When you share condiments and the spout is gross.
Ick.
I hate when people aren't mindful of the cleanliness of the spout of the condiments.
Okay. Like, I'm going to be your best roommate ever.
I know. I literally, it's going to be so, so great. I'm going to have the cleanest house in the world. Honestly, my only standard of the next place I live is it's a house because fuck apartments. I can't do this.
I know. Because Link.
I can't, I have a 70-pound dog. I can't do this. Fuck apartments. It's going to be a house and I want a podcast room.
Oh yeah.
That's like a big thing for me.
Oh, it's going to be nice. Should we look at houses after this?
Honestly, yeah.
I'm down.
Like I'm trying to break my lease early.
Okay.
Have you ever had any weird neighbors or any just like weird things happening while living on your living alone? Do you have any like weird neighbors that like tried to hit on you or anything like that?
So when I lived with my ex, I have a couple things.
Okay.
So when I lived with my ex, our neighbor, it was like a family. We lived in a house and it was like a family. And I think the son was just like a bad kid and kind of got into a lot of trouble. And they would kick him out like all the time. And he slept literally like outside on the driveway.
Oh my God.
Every night.
Aww.
But he was like 35.
But still.
I know, it was really sad.
Did he have a blankie?
Yeah, no, he was totally like set up. Like he like lived outside.
He had a full mattress.
Yes. He like had a full, like he lived out on the driveway.
Maybe it was by choice. I don't know, not the point.
Yeah, not the point. So that was kind of, that was like a weird
thing.
But when I lived alone, I had, so my bed, the walls were paper thin.
Well, yeah, your building was literally built in
1812.
Well, we both went 12. That was weird.
Okay. Walls were paper thin. My
paper
bed.
Paper thin. You said paper.
Paper thin.
Yes.
My bed was, I know for a fact, the layout of my apartment like mirrored the apartment next to me, if that makes sense.
Yep.
So like I know where my bed was. The person next to me, their bed was in the same spot.
Oh,
so like, I remember I was watching porn one night. I was on Pornhub and he kept knocking on my wall.
He probably thought you were having sex. Like he probably thought it was just you having loud sex.
You're right. But I think I yelled like, sorry, I'll turn it down.
Oh no. He's like, thank you.
Yeah. Right. So yeah, we could always like hear what was going on.
Oh my God. Wait. Oh my God. I didn't tell you. I'm experiencing the same thing these past couple nights. I can't tell. There's a lot of apartment buildings around me and outside my room window. I don't know if it's, you know, when acoustics are just weird and you can't really tell where the sound's coming from.
Totally.
I can't tell if it's like across the way in the building over there or out the window, like two units over. It's not my next unit over, but it's definitely like a distant noise. Intense sex, dude.
Holy shit.
Like, I almost just started doing it. Did you see my face? Like, I almost like gave you an example.
You're really getting ready.
Right. But it's like, it's loud, it's passionate, it's like angry, but then it's like, I love you. And then it's like,
no,
it sounds like really good sex, but
do you think it's porn or do you think?
No, it's
no, they're human. For sure having sex.
Yeah. No, I've heard like, yeah.
Tight.
Then I think it's real for sure. It felt like real flesh, not like recorded flesh.
When you hear that, aren't you just like, I wish I was getting fucked
No, I was like, damn, like good for you and stop bragging.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thanks.
Take it somewhere else.
Rub it in. Close the window. No, it's happened a few times and it has never happened before. So I'm like,
maybe next time try and like do some scoping. See if
walk
you can
outside with binoculars.
See if you can figure out like where it's coming from.
I'll stick my head out of the window and maybe like the acoustics will become clear. I'm like, yeah, go.
Cheer them on.
Oh my gosh.
That's always the best. At least we don't have like creepy neighbors.
Yeah, I don't know if I could handle that. I would move at that point. I'd be like, I don't feel safe. Someone's calling you. Hello? What are the odds that you... Literally, we're like, at least we don't have creepy neighbors. Your neighbor calls you and goes, there's someone weird outside your place right now.
What the fuck?
What the actual fuck? Like, what are the odds?
He's like, there's a bald guy in a mask and are you home right now? And I'm like, no.
Oh my gosh. That's so weird.
But I'm glad he called.
Yeah.
We're very lucky with our neighbors. They're always on the lookout.
Very good neighbors.
Yeah.
They have hella cameras and they're like, hey. Who's that? You're like, it was literally me. I'm coming home from Chipotle. Well, on that note, yeah, I haven't had any creepy neighbors. You know what I did have, though? Bed bugs.
Ooh.
Remember that? I had bed bugs in like 2015, 2016.
That like changed your life.
No, that literally changed my life. I went broke because I had to pay for so many fucking things. Replacing new things. I had to throw out so much like of my stuff because it just wasn't worth it at that point. Like we did so many bug bombs to kill them. They were still there. I was like, I just have to take the L. And I remember I threw out my high school cheer bag.
Aw.
I know. And I'm so like, now I don't have that. Like just so many like actually really nice things I had to throw out. My roommate too at the time, her name was Kristen too. Yeah. Now like whenever I move, like make sure you cover everything because bed bugs can also be caught like in moving vans, because think about all the people like us who had to order a moving van to move out of their bed bug situation. You bring one with you, it hops onto the next person. Now that person has it. This is literally COVID. This is literally how fucking COVID spreads too. But like, yeah. So rule of thumb, just please. They're so cheap. They're like this. It's like this certain material and this like really tight zipper that you put around your pillows and your mattress and anything where bed bugs can live. It is worth all the money in the world. Like now when I move, I'm such like a clean mover, especially when using like rental equipment.
Yeah. At least you didn't have roaches.
Bed bugs are worse. Nothing is worse. Literally. Yeah, like,
I guess you're right.
Statistically, nothing is worse. Roaches you can get rid of. I couldn't. They don't spread as quick. Well, that was your whole building. Yeah. Remember it was built in 1212.
And it was also like the big chunky like restaurant roaches.
No, yeah. You had like diner roaches. I remember when, so she's referring to these roaches in her Hollywood apartment. Obviously, it's fucking Hollywood.
Yeah.
And when she first moved in, she would like call me literally every night, you guys. There's that cockroach. Oh my gosh. And I remember one time it was so bad, I had to come over.
Yeah.
Remember, I came over and I had to kill it. Because they're huge. I felt so manly.
No, so that's like probably one of the like best things that I got out of that apartment was it kind of taught me, like, I don't like, cringe at the sight of a roach anymore.
That's true.
I'm like, it's a roach.
That was just Hollywood, baby. That wasn't just that apartment. That was just you living in Hollywood.
Right.
And that's kind of how I am too, because where I got the bed bugs was downtown. We lived in the two most dirty places of LA. So we've seen it all. I saw a man poop on the street every morning. He would poop on the street in a bag and then pull up his pants and then turn around and dig through his poop. And sometimes he'd pick stuff out and eat it. I've seen a man masturbate.
I've seen a man shoot up heroin.
Me too. Ugh. I'm like, oh my God, me too.
No, gross.
I feel like we're getting a little sidetracked here.
Let us know your living situations.
Yeah, what's up?
Horror stories.
How you guys holding up? Bad roommate stories.
But also, like, are you loving where you're living? What's like the best thing you've learned living alone or living with roommates? What do you want to do for the rest of your life?
Ooh, I have a good thing that you guys could give us advice on. Your opinion on best friends living together.
Yeah.
Is this going to break us? I don't think it will, because
I don't think anything,
guys,
will.
We've been through more than you will ever know. And I genuinely,
we literally like can't get rid of each other.
We can, like, I confess my love to this woman every day of my life. Like, you were supposed to be in my life and nothing will ever stop that.
No,
I think truly the worst thing can happen and I'd still be like, but I need you.
Yeah, we would just be like,
this is my life. I literally need you in my life.
See, like, we're comfortable enough. 6 months in, we're like, this isn't working. We got to fix it.
Yes. And we dip.
Yeah.
We would never just be like, we would never let it destroy us.
Yeah. No. So let us know.
I'm like, so never mind. Don't fucking say anything because we're still going to do it anyway. No, yeah. Let us know. But
yeah, what do you think? Do you live with your best friend and has it ruined shit?
Or has it made anything better?
Yeah.
Make sure you guys tweet us at Oddvice Podcast, all your stories, all your questions. Any suggestions for future episodes? We are open to it all.
Open for business, baby.
Wait, also, I forgot to say this in our last episode. Episode 3, we were talking about what we should call you guys.
Oh, right? Yeah.
We were like, are you like Oddvice gang? Are you like Oddvice fam? Blah, blah, blah. You got a DM.
I got a DM and they said, call people your audience.
Audience.
O-D-D-I-E-N-C-E.
Oh my God. Audience. That's so good. Yeah, you guys are our audience.
Welcome, audience. Please keep your hands and feet inside the vehicle at all times.
We just play roller coaster sounds the whole episode.
What I would do. What's your favorite Disneyland ride?
Coaster. My favorite?
Yeah.
Pirates of the Caribbean. Duh, babe.
Yeah.
The smell. Dead man.
That's a good one. Indiana Jones, I'd have to say.
That's fun. Yeah, you're right. That's a fun one.
All right.
All right. You know what? Hold on. Peter Pan ride's really fun.
Okay. And if we're going to like stretch it out to California Adventure, I'm going to have to say Soarin' Over California.
Do you know that's not there anymore?
Don't talk to me. Literally, okay. Don't say that.
Okay.
Seriously?
Yeah. It's something else. It's like another like theme. Like, and then Tower of Terror is Guardians of the Galaxy now.
Oh, that makes me visibly upset.
It's so stupid. However, the ride is longer, which I appreciate. It's like a little more of a storyline.
I'm all for a good theme, though.
I mean, it's still a theme. It's a theme park. So we all have themes. Okay, we're going to go, guys. This is an off audio conversation. This is an AB conversation. You need to see your way out of it. All right, love you guys so much. Bye.